one with a toilet and sink.
Yeah, do you have a special name for that one as compared to the one?
A washroom.
Mm-hmm. Washroom, okay. What kind of stoves and furnaces and other heating equipment have you had in your house?
Have I?
Yeah. Or do you have now?
I have gas. No. And I have had wood.
Mm-hmm.
I have had an oil stove.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How did that work, you know?
It works just like you put the oil in and you light this wick and pull it the top down and move.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And you say you have gas now?
Yes.
Is that for the heat now?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Heat and cook.
Okay. How's the heat circulated?
Well,
in the winter when it's real cold,
well,
how does the heat come out?
Well, I don't have central heat, but I have heaters.
I see.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It heats
my house. Okay. And do you have air conditioning?
I have an air conditioner.
Yeah. Well, what is it?
It's just one in a window.
Okay.
I don't have central.
Okay. What do you call a house that looks like this? It's got three rooms on the line.
Shotgun.
And what do you call a house with two separate rooms or parts, and it's covered by a roof that covers open area? Say each of these is a separate room, and this is the roof. That's not a very good drawing.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen a house like that?
Apartment.
It may not be an apartment. Two different families may live. You know, one family may live there and another one may live
mm-hmm.
there. But the whole idea is that the roof does cover both. And
both.
You can walk through there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of a dog trot house?
Uh-uh.
Okay. And what do you call a house that looks like this? With a long hall and one big room.
A hall in the room.
Have you heard of a hall and parlor house?
No.
Or an L house?
House with an L.
Yeah, an L, just an L house.
No. Yeah, I've heard of a house with an L. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But would you call it an L house?
I wouldn't know.
You would, okay. Can you tell me about some of the types of houses that Mobile has? Is, you know, that with names like, you know, a shotgun house or...
I'm a shotgun and have a bungalow and...
What does a bungalow look like?
Well, it's just a house with a flatter roof
mm-hmm.
that they call bungalow roof.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And just these two-story houses. And I don't know names for houses but that.
Okay, now what would you call a place where a lot of people live in little, you know, a building that a lot of people might live in?
Mm-hmm.
Several families.
Mm-hmm. Rooming. Could it rooming up?
Okay. And what if, you might have as many, it's a whole complex, you know, there are just
mm-hmm.
rows of these little
rooms. I don't know what I call them, rooming house, like in stalls for horses.
Mm-hmm. What about the big, let's see, I can't think of any around here right now. As you go farther out from Mobile, a lot of these are built up where each has its front door, but they're all
these
connected.
These apartments. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now what would a tenement be to you?
Tenement?
Mm-hmm.
It would be the one, I think, who rent the place, wouldn't it?
Okay.
The tenant is the one who lived there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is a row house to you?
Roadhouse.
Row, yeah, row, like they're all in a row.
Oh.
Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm. So I know it would be a row house.